I think it's nice, too, because we want to come to the fall. But I want to, before we come to that, speak about the fact that this man, Adam, was basically alone. How many of you here have a dog? Anybody have dogs? Tell me about the conversations you've had with that dog. Bark, bark, right? John is saying. Maybe some of the girls have a cat. You love a cat. But how many times have you ever tried to communicate with that cat? Well, you call it and say, kitty, kitty. But that's kind of the end of it, you see. And this was Adam in the garden. This was Adam. All of the animal, the creation was all there. He had named them all. But there was no one for Adam. There was no one for Adam. And this is verse 18. The Lord God said, everything else he had said was very good. But he says, now wait a minute. He says, this is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet suitable for him. What wonderful verses. That God is going to provide the one for him that is exactly what he needs. His complement, you see. His complement in this garden. Now, we needn't be surprised that when God is working, you will always find Satan is very busy too. He's very busy in God's creation. And so God, not only did he create the woman, I'll go down to verse 21. The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept and took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. I want to emphasize this next part for our young people. And brought her unto the man. God still does that. That hasn't changed. We live in a Western world where, in fact, there are a lot of ideas that people have about how to find someone, Mr. Right, they often say. Well, I think there's one way that Scripture teaches us that always works. We wait on him. We trust him. We pray to him. We look to him for his guidance, you see. But I think this must have been a glorious day in this garden when this man, Adam, with all this creation, now is presented with Eve. Do you think that was a wonderful day there? Do you think that Adam's heart was thrilled as he is introduced to one that he can share the happiness, the love, and all that he felt in this garden that God had created?
Men are made out of dirt. Women are built out of Adam's rib.
That's it.
And it is, you heard it before, it's the first building that God have ever built. And he built it very nicely, very beautifully. And that's why we need to respect our bodies. We need to respect our bodies. God created man, formed him. We need to respect our bodies. We're living in a world where bodies are pierced, are tattoos, are exposed. We need, this is what we see around us. And people think, well, you know, it's my body, I could do whatever I wanted to do. No, it's not yours. It's not. It's not yours. It belongs to God. He's the one who created this body. You hear that in the movement around us. Oh, it's my body, it's a woman's body. She could do whatever she wanted to do with it. Absolutely not true. Because again, the whole idea of God did not exist, so let's do whatever we wanted to do. We are evolved anyway. But it's not at all. It's not your body. You have to respect it. And young men, we have to respect the sisters.
Amen.
We need to respect them because they are built by God. And sisters, you need to respect your body that was built by God. And you need to make sure it is not exposed in a way that dishonor the name of the Lord. There is beauty in holiness.
Amen.
There is beauty in holiness. It's very important. Again, you are bombarded around you with what's cool. It is not cool at all. But there is, you want to be beautiful? There is beauty in holiness. We need to respect our bodies because they are created by God. As a matter of fact, they were made in the image of God.
It's interesting that no other creature that was created was part of itself. Only man and only woman.